My sisters and brothers, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. So we just heard from the Gospel of Luke about the appearance of the risen Christ in the upper room to the disciples. It is remarkably similar to what we read last week in the Gospel of John. And yet it's just a little bit different. In fact, all four of the Gospels have accounts of the appearances of the risen Christ to the apostles and to the disciples and to the women. They all have several things in common, but they all have some details that are different. The things they have in common seem to be that this risen Christ is a little bit different, so much so that he's not immediately recognizable to those who knew him very well. But he reveals himself to them. He can go through locked doors, but he has flesh that can be touched, and his wounds are visible. They're glorified, but they're visible. And he speaks of peace, and he speaks of repentance, and he sends them on mission. The thing is, in all the accounts of the risen Christ, there is no account of the actual resurrection itself. No witnesses saw him come out of the tomb. It is only that the women found the tomb empty. A detail that is consistent throughout all the Gospels, but a curious detail, because the witnesses to the most important event in the history of the human race was recounted by people, the witnesses were unreliable witnesses according to the customs of the time. Women were not reliable witnesses. And yet they are the witnesses of this most important event. I've always found a lot of things curious about the resurrection. Mostly I found it curious that this great, glorious, wondrous event was not a public spectacle. Those who experienced it firsthand, those who encountered the risen Christ, were only those who knew him, those close to him, those who had heard him teach and had absorbed his message. Granted, they hadn't quite understood it. They hadn't fully grasped it. But they were witnesses to his life and his ministry. And they become the witnesses to his resurrection. I've always wondered how different it might be if indeed it had been a public spectacle, calling all kinds of attention as this glorious resurrection happened on that Easter Sunday morning, so that everybody was talking about it, trying to figure out what it was, what it meant. But that did not occur. Only those who knew him were blessed with an appearance of the risen Christ. I've also always wondered why why Jesus didn't, as risen from the dead, present himself to the chief priests, to the Sanhedrin, those who had condemned him to death. Why he didn't make his new life, his risen life, apparent to them, so that they would know indeed that he had triumphed over them and triumphed over death. I've wondered why he didn't make an appearance to Pilate and to the Roman soldiers who had tortured him. But no, he doesn't appear to any of those. He doesn't appear to anyone who could really make this good news proclaimed to the ends of the earth in an instant. Instead, he appears to very simple people, very humble people. People, although we know who they are now because of the Gospels and for the centuries of tradition, no one knew who they were in those days. No one had any reason to listen to them. No one had any reason to take them seriously. And yet it was to those simple people that he appears as risen, that he proclaims the good news that he and God have conquered death, and in doing so have redeemed the world from its slavery to sin, from its slavery to oppression, from its slavery to domination, that he indeed has set the human race free, except they're the only few who know it. And it is they who are charged with taking this message and making it known to the ends of the earth. And so here we are, still simple people, most of whom no one's going to really listen to, who are charged with proclaiming the good news of the resurrection, charged with proclaiming that indeed the human race is free and no longer dominated and oppressed, charged with proclaiming that death is not the end, but indeed a doorway to something greater than what we have in this life. We are witnesses to this. He has made his presence known to us. The question becomes for us, can we live our own lives so as that when we are seen, we are proclaiming the good news of the resurrection? Can we live our lives knowing the forgiveness of sins? Can we live our lives knowing the peace of the risen Christ? Can we live our lives with trust and confidence that we are called to resurrection life ourselves and eternal life with God? What those lives look like would be lives of peace, lives of unity, lives of forgiveness of one another, lives that strive to see ourselves connected to every living thing and person, all charged with the life of God within us. We may not be very important, but we have been given a very important mission to proclaim to the ends of the earth that Christ is risen, and that because Christ is risen, death has been conquered, and all are called to resurrection.